Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Hey, Matt. I'm watching the news this morning and seeing more stuff on the insurrection. I'm getting so tired of this. This is almost a full year out now, and we're getting nowhere. And here's where I think we should be going. First of all, we made a horrible mistake with Merrick Garland. We needed a pit bull, not a chihuahua. You know what I'm saying? And that this guy has let us down in a big way, in my opinion, a real big way. Here's, and they're always give you this comeback. Oh, you're going to go against these people as political enemies. No, the Democrats' tax should be right away if we get a guy in there, the right person. We're going after enemies of the country, of the state, in other words, and the Constitution, not political enemies. That's what you people do. Go after your political enemies. They're doing it right here in the state of Wisconsin. We're going after enemies of the state. And they ought to just shove that down their throat every single time they bring up this other nonsense. Political enemies, no. These are enemies of this country, of the Constitution, and everything that's right. And nothing is going on. And I fear that nothing's going to happen substantially to these people that were the ringleaders.
You know, I'm glad you said that and that you called in on that, Dick, because that mirrors thoughts I've had and also something I wanted to talk today. And I want to get right into it now because you have raised it. Merrick Garland was appointed, I think, because he's kind of a respectable guy. He'd been put up for Supreme Court by Obama. He got knifed by Moscow Mitch. They stonewalled him for a year. And our people didn't have the guts to go ahead and try to get him in, although Moscow Mitch was the majority leader and wouldn't bring it to the floor. And so he got stonewalled, and it's a pity party. Okay, we pity him. So Obama takes the safe, Biden takes the safe route with Obama's guy. So he goes, well, I'll make him attorney general, and then maybe I'll put him on the court someday. So he basks, and, you know, he's ultra respectable. Well, we didn't need somebody and a pity party, a pity selection, who's ultra respectable. And I'll give you some examples, and it really goes beyond January 6th, although I agree with you. In Georgia, he sued Georgia over the racial composition of their gerrymander, but not what really got to the nub of it, which is they've gotten rid of fair counting of the votes and moved it into the legislature. So the next time around, they'll just say there was fraud and say the Republican won. And that is going to happen in Wisconsin. They're trying to do that right now. They're trying to do that right now with Voss saying that the people in the election commission should be charged with felonies for mailing absentee ballots into old age homes because during COVID, you couldn't deliver them in person, so they mailed them. They're saying what? Old folks can't open their mail and send the ballot back? And felonies for the Wisconsin Election Commission? This is happening all over the state and all over the country. It's happening in Arizona. Where is Garland on that? Why is he not bringing suit? Remember, these are presidential and congressional elections. They're federal elections. The federal government can do whatever it wants in terms of regulating federal elections, and it has forever. For instance, for presidents, it's the first Tuesday in November. No state can go, nah, it's going to be a different day. Well, if you're doing it that, why don't you do it on the real stuff? Remember something. Stalin, one of the biggest mass murderers in history, tens of millions of people, once said, it does not matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. And the Republicans are having Stalins count the vote, and Merrick Garland is sitting back like Casper Milquetoast. He won't go against the January 6th insurrectionists, the people who stoked them. The U.S. attorneys are doing a good job going against the people that actually participated, although many of them are getting off the slap on the wrist. One guy got off with a $500 fine. Anybody who touched or hit a police officer is a felon, should go to jail, and the rest of them should get some jail time. But what about the people who planned the insurrection? What about Donald Trump? What about Rudy Giuliani? What about Mo Brooks of Alabama? What of Don Trump Jr.? They should be in front of a grand jury. Garland can bring him in front of a grand jury. If Trump doesn't show up, That is called obstruction and contempt. And he can take the fifth, and if he doesn't take the fifth, what he did was plan this. He sent out a save the day card. Save the day card. How about in Georgia? We have it on video. We have it on audio, and you can superimpose it on Trump on a phone. It's audio, but superimpose it over Trump's face, saying to Raffensperger, all I need is 780,000 votes. That's all I can. Can you come up with them? Hey, you better come up with them or there's going to be a criminal consequence. That's extortion. That's extortion to falsify a vote. Where's the grand jury in Atlanta? Where's Merrick Garland? Merrick Garland is afraid to do these things. And what he's doing is he's nibbling around the symptoms, but he is not doing what has to be done, which is to root out the cause, because he's afraid of Trump and afraid of people showing up. If they do show up, Obama or Biden pulls out the army and he drives them back. We are a government of laws, not of men. Government of laws, not of people. And the fact of the matter is that everybody who is cooking up a crooked vote next time, a crooked counting of the vote, and a crooked, extorting the Secretary of State, will do it again. And all that Garland is doing is going, I think, Georgia and Texas, their states, they have congressional districts that discriminate against minorities. That's not what this is about anymore. That's not what this is about. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Wisco Paul?
I just wanted to say this morning, good call, Dick. And what you just said, Matt, is really cool. Thanks for saying it. As long as we're on December 7th, I just want to say my parents always remembered where they were at, what they were doing on this day. And my dad ended up fighting in World War II. And for democracy. And, we could use Democrats like Roosevelt. You know, he would stand up. And he faced a lot of opposition. But mostly what I'm calling in about is Pearl Harbor. And it kind of ties into what you were saying. Everybody was on the same page, and they fought for democracy. So I thank all those people that were brave to go to war. So,
right.
Thanks.
I'm with you, Paul. Thanks. Today is the 80th anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor, and the soldiers and the sailors of World War II. Among the bravest in our history, you know, the Marines hitting the beaches, getting mowed down. Can you imagine getting out of the belly of an LST or an LSD, landing ship tank, landing ship dock, and you're just being strafed. You just hope that 1 in 10 gets through. How about the guys at Anzio? How about the guys at Normandy coming on the beach, getting just picked off like in an amusement park? These were very brave people, very brave people. They fought the Nazis and they fought the Japanese. The Japanese were sadistic. They had the same idea of racial superiority for themselves. And we went in and took care of business. And so my hat is off always to veterans. But today in particular, on the anniversary of Pearl Harbor, 80th anniversary, my dad was in the Marine Corps as a pilot. God bless you, Dad, and all the veterans, because they saved this country from the Nazis and from the rising sun. Thank you, Paul, for calling in and reminding us of that. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.